Listen to the story about an unlucky thief and tick the correct options.
Bad luck for a thief in a supermarket. Yesterday, a thief made it easy for the police to catch him. At closing time at 8 p.m, a man went into the storeroom in the supermarket and waited for the shop to close. In the storeroom, there were piles of big boxes, TV sets, washing machines, so it was easy for him to hide there. He hid behind the boxes and waited for all the people to leave the supermarket. But he had to wait for a long time because after the clients and the shop assistants had left, the cleaning women started cleaning the floors. When finally everything was silent, he left his hiding place and went back into the shop, grabbed lots of things and put them into the pockets of his coat. The coat was specially prepared with lots of hidden pockets inside. At first, he had wanted to take a sports bag with him, but then he forgot the bag in the car, so he only filled the pockets of his coat. He took precious things like perfume, expensive shirts and silk ties, small electronic devices, watches and CDs. Then the thief went into the food section and had a feast. As he told the police afterwards, he wanted to celebrate that his plan had worked so well. He ate bread, cheese, ham and sausages and drank the most expensive wines, one bottle after the other. He also tasted different brands of whiskey. Unfortunately, he became so tired that he fell asleep in a bed in the bed department of the supermarket. Later, when the security service made the rounds in the market, they found the sleeping criminal, tied him up and called the police. The officers took the man to the police station and put him in prison. The unlucky thief was still sleeping. He woke early the next morning and claimed that everything was a misunderstanding. But it was a simple case for Inspector Shark. All the evidence was hidden in the man's coat and there were fingerprints in the storeroom. There was no use lying and denying.